Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. I'm Rodney Mathers, glad you could be with us again this week. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. P.G. Callahan is my guest today, and Peter writes books about how to get what you really want out of life, and we're going to be talking about his new book today, Winning, Following Your Heart's True Desires. I really like the things that Peter has to say to ex-offenders about getting what they want out of life after incarceration. And so we're going to be talking to P.G. Callahan right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Hey, you got a suggestion for the show? You got a note that you want to send to me? You can always catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Sure do like to hear from you, so drop me a line.
Finally let me go, but it was rough with an ankle bracelet. GPS, tracking device, impossible to fake.
Hey everybody, welcome back. My guest today is P.G. Callahan. P.G. Callahan writes about how to get what you really want out of life, and in this new book, Winning, Following Your Heart's True Desires, he talks about that. Welcome, P.G. Callahan.
Hi, Rodney. How are you doing?
Doing great. Glad to have you here today. And you told me before we started the interview that I could call you Peter, so I'm going to do that. Now, Peter, this isn't your first book, right? You've written some other books as well, right?
Yes. I've written several books dealing with bullying. Four of them are in a diary format. They're playful, written from a 12-year-old girl's perspective, and then her 14-year-old brother's perspective. And they're playful books, but basically the essence of the books, as well as the book, this book that we're talking about now, Winning, Following Your Heart's True Desires, basically the essence is believing in and loving yourself, and going for your dreams, because that's basically what it's about. You have to follow your heart.
Okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself to get started and how you came to write these sorts of books, Peter?
Okay. I am presently a freelance news cameraman right now. I used to work in an inner city as a English teacher and also a teacher teaching reading and writing basic skills to pregnant teens.
Okay.
And then I also worked as a youth worker at a homeless youth shelter. And basically, I was like a counselor. And I've also done street photography, where I interacted with a lot of homeless people. What I would do is, you know, obviously ask them if I could photograph them. And then, you know, they were cool enough to let me interact with them and to photograph them. And then a week later, I would come back and give them like 5x7 copies of their pictures. I'm dating myself, because this was before, obviously, digital photography.
Right.
But it was a great experience, because you get to interact with a lot of different types of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you observe a lot, and you see people from what you can see of them and what they are. So, and I've interacted. I grew up in a ethnically and economically diverse area, so I've dealt with all types of people, country club people and people who've, you know, unfortunately who've done the wrong things in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but not to say that people in country clubs don't do the wrong things. I'm just trying to give you my diverse experience. So
right.
And obviously I have much more to learn, but I'm pretty open-minded and I look at people as people. And the essence, I mean, writing the book because I want people to basically go for their dreams, and to believe in their heart and to listen to their heart. That's the essence of the book.
Okay. Now, in this book, Peter, you talk about winners and losers and haters and troublemakers. Let's talk about troublemakers for a second, because people coming out of prison need to stay away from people that are going to lead them in the wrong direction. How do you it's easy to spot, I think, a troublemaker, but how do you keep someone like that at arm's length in your life? How do you do that?
And I think when I was thinking last night about this conversation with people who are, you know, made mistakes and are leaving prison, and everyone has made mistakes in their own life, you know, me, obviously, you know, whether a person went to prison or not, but I think the essence is choices. Basically, and I'm sure a lot of people who are guilty, who went to prison, and people who didn't go to prison, if we've done something in our lives that we regret, it's basically a choice. For the most part, we can look through our lives and see the activities and things that we've done that we said, "Oh my God, I shouldn't have done it." It's a choice, and that's what life is. And you brought up a good point, because you said, "Hey, how can people spot trouble?" Let's be honest. Your instincts, your heart does not lie. Your instincts, your subconscious, your intuition, that's basically God or your higher being or faith or hope, whatever you want to call it. That's protecting you. That's telling you when someone is good, when someone is bad. It's not complicated. People get in trouble, myself included, get in trouble when you don't listen to your heart, when your sixth sense, when your instinct says, don't go that way, don't talk to that person, do this, go for your dreams. You have to listen to your heart. Your heart knows what you truly want. Once you listen to your heart, your instincts, your sixth sense, my gut, you're good. It's going to lead you in the right direction. But people don't get what they want. They don't go in the right direction because they ignore it and they rationalize it. And I'm not singling anybody out, because it's human nature. Obviously, I've done it, so that's the only way I can speak about it. Mm-hmm. So people, if they're honest, they can honestly, and I really think regret is a wasted emotion. The only good thing regret is good for is if it motivates you. Oh, I messed up in the past, now I'm going to do the right thing. You have to look at your life. You have to be objective. You have to get outside yourself. You have to say, what are my activities during the day? Am I filling my action with productivity and productive activities? You have to be honest. Once you see that, and the way society is now, everything is videotaped. Everybody's got a camera. Cities, municipalities, police, they have everything videotaped.
That's right.
Just assume your life is on camera. So if you, and no one's perfect, if you know, hey, during the day, I'm pursuing my goals, I'm taking care of myself, these are my activities. If you can honestly look at that, if somebody else looking at you, you're good. But people get in trouble when they don't listen to themselves. Truth is simple. It lies in silence. It's so simple. Like, you know, so, okay, you know, people messed up. Everyone makes mistakes. But it's a new chapter. And avoid troublemakers. You don't. This is real life here. This is not a game. You know.
Absolutely.
Obviously, they've been in prison. They know how ruthless and cutthroat it is. And if they survive that, this is nothing out here. It's just like you really, most people, your family, your friends, you know. And I say, family, not all, but most people, they don't really care what you do, you know, the steps you take, provided they're positive. you know, I mean, they're not going to lose sleep over it. You know, and those people who do care, if you're moving in a positive direction, they really don't have your best interests. So you, like, most people have gotten in trouble, myself included, when we've been followers. It's time to, like, man up and woman up. It's time to go to be selfish, to do what you want to do. You get nothing by being a follower. You get nothing. You get nothing. You get misery. You get you have no hope. You lose confidence. It sends you down in a negative spiral. It affects all avenues of your life. You know, when you make a decision not to make a decision or to follow the crowd or not to go for what's in your heart, that starts a negative spiral that carries over into all areas of your life. You didn't go for a job you wanted. You didn't pursue this interest you wanted. You didn't read up about this. So then you go to something else you might be interested in, and you have no confidence. So then it lowers your belief in yourself, and that's the only thing you're going to get. Whatever's filled in your heart, whatever's filled in your mind, you will get out of life. People get what they subconsciously expect. If you go through your life and look at all your relationships, whether girlfriends or friends, you look at jobs, any activities that you've engaged in, whatever you thought deep in your heart that you were entitled to or you could only get, you got. People get what they subconsciously expect, you know. So the best way to deal with that is to raise your minimums. Your minimum is the lowest you'll accept in life. A person, you know, coming out of prison, minimum is like, I'm avoiding all trouble at all costs. This is survival. Just like they had that survival skill when they were in jail, this survival skill, I'm not doing any drugs, I'm not drinking, I'm not hanging out on the block, you know, I'm avoiding all negative people, I'm writing my goals down, I'm having a structure, I'm having faith, whether it could be God, it could be your higher being, or faith and hope. You have to have faith and hope. You know, you have to have, and it's surprising because, like, people, when they pray, and I'm, you know, I don't know people's experiences with the church or organized religion. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about faith in God and a faith in higher being or hope or whatever you want to call it. But people, when they, a lot of times they pray, oh, my God, please don't let me get in trouble. Please don't let this happen. That's important. But also pray for what you want. It's so weird. It's unbelievable. If you pray for ideas, like, give me a great idea, God will give it to you. God will give it to you. Most people, if you think about it, most people, what they pray, oh, please, God, let me just get roof over my head. Please don't let me get fired. Please, oh, don't let me get in trouble. But they never pray for great things. When you pray for ideas, God will give you ideas. Before you go to bed, you pray every night. Even during the day, you carry a pen and a small piece of paper with you. You don't know when the ideas will come to you. Write them down, then act on them. Most people don't act on them. Most people, you know, I saw this great show on CNBC. They interviewed the Facebook guy, Mark Zuckerberg, and the one of the Google founders, Sergey, I forgot his name, and then Bill Gates. And I looked at these people. Most of the time when you look at people like that, you're like, oh, my God, this guy's worth all the, you know, $20 billion, $64 billion, $13, whatever. You say, oh, my God. But you don't look at them as a person. You don't observe them. And what I observed from these people was they keep moving. They're not really, they don't care about doubt and what other people think. You know, they don't care. I saw an interview before with Warren Buffett, and he said, just matter-of-factly, he really didn't care what people thought. And that's the key to getting what you want. Like, people have to realize you can't, like, when you look down on yourself, you prevent yourself from succeeding. Now, obviously, if you're being lazy or if you're not doing the right thing, you got to kick yourself in the butt. But every great person has failed. Like, you know, every great person, Thomas Edison, you know, Abraham Lincoln, Steve Jobs, you know, every great person, you know, Martin Luther King, Gandhi, but they kept moving. Do you think think about it. Do you think Gandhi or Martin Luther King, do you think they cared that much about people telling them they couldn't do something?
It's a very interesting point, Peter. Listen, we're going to have to take a real quick break here. We're going to be back with P.G. Callahan. Peter, he's got some excellent ideas on how to get yourself back where you need to be. And we're going to talk more with Peter right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Be sure and check us out in the next couple of weeks. We've got Arnold Harvey coming on the show. He's an ex-offender who has written a couple of books and has a magazine of his own out there. We're going to be talking to him. We also have C.K. Webb, who has a very compelling story about overcoming adversity. All that and more coming up in the next couple of weeks right here on the Journey of Hope. Welcome back. We're talking with P.G. Callahan. We're talking about his book, Winning, Following Your Heart's True Desires. And I wanted to ask you, Peter, a little bit about, you talk about it's how you carry yourself. This is a term that gets tossed around in prison, too. It's important how you carry yourself in prison. Let's get rid of the prison mentality part of that, and let's talk about what you mean about carrying yourself out here in the real world. Tell us about that.
Excuse me. Thanks. Sorry, Rodney. Basically, I'm going to say something that is very true. And I know this from my own experience. Your self-image, your self-worth determines practically everything you get in life. The expectations you have of yourself. Most people who've gotten in trouble, whether they've gone to prison or not, have been followers. And it doesn't mean you're not a strong person. It just means that you acted in weakness. And like I said, this is real life. Like, you have few chances. So it's like people have turned their lives around and done remarkable things. Colonel Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken, he was 65 before he made it. So you can't say, oh, my God, I'm too old. Oh, my God, it's too late for me to make it. Oh, my God, what are my friends thinking? What is my family thinking? Most people you come in contact with will not have as high of opinion of you as you do, and that's all right. I'm going to say something that you probably heard and most of the listeners have heard. It's kind of crazy if you think about it. They say most people only use 15, maybe 20% of their potential. That's unreal. So you or I or anyone else really don't know what we can do. You know, so the key is is to really put it out there, whether to God, to your higher being, to yourself, you know, hey, give me what I want. These are my dreams. You know, give me the ideas. Tell me when to act. And it's like you can't, anybody who tells you you can't do it, they haven't done it. And that's why it's really, you don't have, it's really not intelligence or ability or connections. It's all drive and desire and acting when your instincts, your heart, God tells you. It's all drive, you know. If you think about it, anything you've gotten in life, whether you made a football team, you got a job, excuse me, or you, let's say you hooked up with a romantic partner, everything was drive, like desire. I wanted that, you know, I wanted that car. I wanted to hook up with that, you know, that person in a relationship, you know, I wanted to get that job, you know, I wanted to do this, you know, good things and bad things. So it's like, if you have the desire for something and it's positive, you'll get it, but you just have to keep moving forward. You can't listen to, you can't listen to people, haters, skeptics, doubters, telling you consciously or subconsciously telling you you can't do it. It's like a running back, Adrian Peterson. When he's running, he doesn't worry about haters, people telling him he can't do something. You know, Michael Jordan, like, you're just moving forward. Like a running back, Walter Payton, he never worried about that. You know what I mean? Right. Or Barry Sanders, you know, however you want to do it. Like, you have to get to your goal. And you know, you can't worry about negative people. Stay away from negative people. Negative people are poison, you know. They seep into, they're haters, they seep into your blood, whether consciously or unconsciously. You know if somebody is down with you, if they want you to do well, you know, and you have to stay away. And if that means you got to be by yourself for the time being, you be by yourself, but read about great people. Read about their stories. Read about what they did and how they did it, you know, and what inspired them. You know, it's time to get away from negative people. They can do nothing for you. You know, you can't be hard on yourself. If you look at yourself and look, oh my God, I made all these mistakes. Okay, let's be honest. Why did you make them? Because choices, you know? So you don't have to be the smartest, the person with the great best ability. You don't have to have gone to college or this school or had this experience. If you really want to do something, you can do it. You'll learn it. We got Google, we got YouTube. Any information you really want, you can learn about. And it's weird. Once you start pursuing what's truly in your heart and it's positive, you start pursuing it, learning about it, more ideas come to you. People come to you.
Peter,
everything starts working out.
Peter, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, things like Wikipedia and, like you mentioned, just Google and YouTube. I've turned into a YouTube freak, man. I watch YouTube all the time now. I watch YouTube more than I do anything else when I'm on my downtime. But there are a lot of things out there that can, you know, whatever you're curious about, you can sure find an answer to it, can't you? Peter, the things that you've had to say today are just absolutely excellent. How do we find your books?
You can go to Amazon.com. They're ebooks, and if you search under P.G. Callahan, or just search under the title "Winning, Following Your Heart's True Desires," or if you Google it, it'll come up on Amazon. And they're ebooks. You can have them on your computer or your phone. You know, and they're cheap. They're $4.95, so $5. You know, and you can you look at it. You'll see the table of contents and the first section and. It's based on just my experiences of failing and not following my heart and making a change. Like, you know, I was telling someone the other day, it's like you got to fail your way to success, you know? and you can't get, however you view yourself, you're going to be. So you can't be down on yourself. You can't put yourself down. Like that's the reason why anybody has gotten into trouble, because they've had a low opinion of themselves. So, you know, it's it's never too late. And it's like, don't focus on that. Focus on positive and write your goals down. And anything you're interested in, pursue it. You know, you once you put that energy out there, once you pray to God or whoever it is, you know, to give you ideas, things will start coming. And get organized.
That is so true. Peter, thank you. I want to thank you so much for being here today. I wish we could go on. It seems like we just scratched the surface here. Peter Callahan, P.G. Callahan, his latest book, Winning, Following Your Heart's True Desire. Peter, thank you for being here today.
Hey, it was great, Rodney. I appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Seems like it should begin somewhere, so far beneath the heat. Hello there. Just wanted to remind you that you can always catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney at yahoo.com. And I want to thank my special guest today, P.G. Callahan, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.